Welcome back to the international edition of Radio Entrepreneurs. And the reason I say international is because waiting on the other end of the line is Greg Stoller, professor of international business at Boston College, calling us from Bangkok, not Bangkok, Maine, right?
Not Bangkok, Maine. That's correct.
That's Bangor. Greg, you know, you sound so wide awake. What time is it?
It is 10:08 Thailand time.
That's PM, correct?
That is PM on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, 10 PM. Greg, why don't you give us a sense of how you got to Bangkok, what are you doing in Bangkok, and where you're going next?
We came on an airplane.
That funny guy. Okay, bye. Nice. We'll talk to you next week.
We are three quarters of the way through an annual trip that I am truly fortunate enough to be able to lead now in our 13th year of under my supervision. We started off in Seoul, South Korea. At the end of last week, we came to Beijing, China. We arrived in Bangkok a few days prior, and in 5 hours, literally in the middle of the night, we're taking the 6 a.m. flight into Tokyo, and we'll be spending Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, most of the day on Saturday, coming back to the United States on Saturday night.
Wow. Wow. And so what are the highlights of the trip besides eating?
I think the highlights of the trip are this time around, we have managed to crack the number 20. We have over 20 company visits that we have set up over these 2 weeks. And each one seems, for both me as well as the students, to be more interesting than the one before it.
Bless you.
Thank you.
For the sneeze, not for what you did.
Thank you.
So what are the students saying about this trip?
I think the students are really... really receiving a true masterclass in how to do business in Asia. As I try and do every year, I'm trying to not this just be a single industry or American multinationals doing business abroad. We have truly met with a combination of entrepreneurial startups, publicly traded companies, large privately held concerns. Some of them happen to be done by expats that happen to be American or Canadian doing business in these locales. Others of them, of course, happen to be local companies or national companies or government-owned entities. And we've been very, very fortunate this year that in probably 75% or more of the cases, the chairman, the group chairman, the president, or the executive vice president has not only met with our group but is engaged in open Q&A.
Interesting. Very interesting. Where are you going to talk to us about the next leg of your trip as well?
So the next leg of the trip, just to give you a sense for what we did in Thailand for the benefit of our listeners, we met with a very large-scale entertainment company that has interest in radio, television, social media as well. I've sent you some of those pictures that hopefully you can put on the Radio Entrepreneurs website. Then yesterday afternoon, we met with a large publicly traded U.S. bank that has a local country manager who happens to be from the U.K. Last night, we met with one of the large beverage companies here. And then today, we met with a joint venture between another Asian country and Thailand that is in its 40th year as well. And in Tokyo, we have a meeting set up with an e-commerce provider, with a private equity entrepreneur. We are also going to be meeting with one of the sports apparel companies, and also we're going to be touring one of the automotive facilities.
Sounds great. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about it. Ed, what do you think is the real big take home for these students?
I think the big take home for the students is that our listeners, if they've been tuning into this broadcast previously, know that I'm always trying to push the edge of the envelope in the classroom, that I'm going to be inviting guest speakers to address our graduate students via Skype, or I'm bringing pictures home from these experiences, or now video, or you know, some combination of those three. But despite my best efforts to bring international business into the classroom, there's absolutely no substitute for coming here directly and hearing from these executives literally with open Q&A sessions. And in many cases, they have had a no-holds-barred approach. They start off the session by saying, literally ask us whatever you want. I've broadcast to them beforehand that our students have been researching their company. They fund published media articles on their company. So we do not wish to be at all disingenuous with getting information from them and not sharing what we've done. And I think the combination is absolutely as powerful as it can be in terms of teaching students the real way that business is done in Asia.
Okay. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're speaking with Greg Stoller over in Bangkok from Boston College. Greg, have you noticed a difference in the business climate since the last time you were over there?
Yes, that's what I personally find as fascinating, if not more fascinating than the students. As you're aware, Jeffrey, I speak, read, and write several of these different languages. So that gives me an alternative channel through which to get information, to compare instances, etc. Unfortunately, and you know, being in media as what you and I do, at least part-time, in comparison with our day jobs, you tend to want to go for a sensationalized story or sort of pigeonhole something that you see happening as being indicative of a larger trend. And I don't think that's endemic to U.S. media. I think that's true of media all over the world. A lot of what we are seeing and hearing and reading about in the U.S. is not necessarily indicative of what actually is happening on the ground here locally.
Can you get specific?
As an example is we were literally walking on eggshells when we were in South Korea last week. I'm very fortunate to have some contacts that allowed us VIP access to the demilitarized zone. If you read not only the U.S. media but also the international media, you would literally swear that South Korea was on the brink of getting a nuclear incident happening from the North. Literally the day that we arrived, the North had been testing more intercontinental ballistic missiles off of their coast, etc. And we were genuinely concerned and didn't know if it was actually safe or prudent to go to the DMZ. Well, we contacted the people that had set up that visit for us. We set up phone calls, we set up emails, and they said it's business as usual. It's probably the safest place to be on the Korean Peninsula. And true exactly to their word, you wouldn't have had any indication at all that there was a problem. And the PS to the story was, as disheartening as it is to hear that North Korea was testing their missiles, that actually they said is fairly routine, that they're testing short-range missiles, not ones that are able to go overseas to potentially hit Japan or other countries, etc.
A lot of politics.
A lot of politics, and in many cases, a lot of intersection between politics and business as well.
Have you heard a different interpretation of what's going on there than what we hear locally in the news?
I think that obviously you can't put all four of these countries into the same bucket, but just, you know, going through them one by one, I think that South Korea has clearly earned the right to be, depending on whom you ask, either the world's 11th, 12th, or 14th largest economy. I'm really proud of what the South Koreans have accomplished. They are very much embracing global business. One of the companies that we met with likes to do takeovers, but similar to the way the Berkshire Hathaway leaves them to run those entities on their own, this particular company tends to subscribe to the same model, etc. China is very much in a holding pattern right now. You have a new prime minister in Xi Jinping who is trying to concurrently improve the environment, root out corruption, try and, I wouldn't exactly say engineer a soft landing because the stock market isn't going down, but curb rights on multiple properties that people can own. And it's very much a work in progress that viewed from the inside out from China's eyes is a far different story than you would only receive by reading non-Chinese media, etc. Thailand is doing well. Some people say the economy is slowing down. Other people say that it's business as usual. I think it's probably somewhere between the two. You walk the streets of Bangkok and you certainly would have no indication that things are slowing down. I think that Bangkok and the rest of Thailand is doing just fine for itself. And we're hours away, as I said, to boarding a plane for Tokyo. And I know that the new Prime Minister Abe in Japan, has received critical acclaim from all sorts of political as well as business outlets, saying that he's doing a really good job improving the yen to non-yen currency exchange rate, to curbing inflation and deflation, as it were, and and really starting to get the Japanese economy, which is now the world's third largest economy, very solidly back on track.
Oh, that's just great. Love having the international perspective from you. And when are we going to see you back in the studios?
I'm hoping we're arriving back in the States on Saturday night. And if things go as planned, it could either be the week afterwards or 2 weeks from now.
And just a closing inappropriate comment on my part. I've always been on the assumption, because I wasn't born in the United States, Americans are a little bit taller than a lot of other countries, and I assume also a little bit taller than the Asians that you're meeting. You must be a really big man in those countries.
Well, you know, that's my secret is for our listeners' benefit. I was fortunate to live and work in Japan for 3 years after graduating from college. And people ask me periodically why I did that. And my answer is always the same. It wasn't the food. It wasn't the business opportunity. It was because I was consistently average height.
Well, you're more than average when it comes to talking to you.
Thank you.
You are definitely the cream that rises to the top of the bottle. Gregory, if someone wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
You could go to verytallman.com.
Now the real one, please.
Gregory.Stoller.1@bc.edu. That's Gregory dot S as in Sam, Toller, .1@bc.edu, please.
Well, we can't wait to have you home, but not as much as your kids and wife. And Greg, you're a pleasure to have on. Travel safely, and we'll see you next week, okay?
Thanks again for everything, Jeffrey. And I look forward to seeing you folks in the flesh in a couple of weeks.
Great.
So.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Bye, Gregory. We're going to see have more conversations on after these breaks. Sorry about that little spill of my English language.